8:24, it is Breakfast Club from the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland. Your host is John Boggs, and a man that I'd like to see, and I'd pay money to see, belly dance.
Yeah.
How about that one?
I got the belly for it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know. I figured I'd better do it to myself before you help me.
Okay.
Hey, have you ever won a social responsibility award, Jeff?
No, I didn't.
Neither have I, so
no.
I'm kind of interested in talking to Janet and Gina here to find out how you qualify, because that's something I think I want to put in my bucket list.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll talk to these ladies. They're a little more interesting than you are.
Thanks a lot.
Gina, tell us a little more about the Dora Maxwell Award, and I know you had to spend a little time filling out the application. It always seems kind of funny to me that you have to work so hard to get recognized. Because they really do want to know everything you do, and that's how they make their judgment. But sometimes when you sit down there and blow your own horn, you think, wow, that's kind of hard to do, you know?
So. Absolutely, John. We spent hours on it. Kathy Pinkerton and I put the project together. Kathy's our creative genius. She does a wonderful job. But, you know, it's so nice for being recognized for doing something that helps other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And we included, of course, all the details of our projects of tackling hunger, collecting the food and the money for the local food banks, and then Crossroads at the Crossroads with our bucket drop and folks give money for the food bank. But we also included pictures of the events, pictures giving the checks to the Helping Hands Food Bank folks, pictures of Janet, as I said, standing up on that semi with that trucker. we included... pictures from the newspaper, and also included a disc. Lorette was really nice, and she sent me a copy of our radio ad from last
year,
because it was so awesome. It was really neat. So we included that in the folder, the portfolio that we sent in, and answered all their questions. And it was probably 2 inches, 3 inches thick by the time we finished.
A lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever worry that now Crossroads at the Crossroads is going to be going to show up on the other side of the state with another credit union?
Well, that's one thing that's really neat about the credit union world, because we share things. If it's popular, I've called numerous credit unions. Hey, I saw this in this. Can I use that? Is it okay? How did you do it? And they provide details. They're very sharing.
Good. That's wonderful. So what you've got that going on. We've got the 18th. We have the 27th, of course, Crossroads. The Wings and Rings is the same day as...
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Same day, Saturday the 27th.
They're pretty smart, because they know you guys are going to be hungry after you stand out at the Crossroads.
Oh, you bet we are.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, ladies, we really appreciate you being here. Any final words for our listeners?
I just want to say that I am so proud of our employees for stepping up during the month of October and helping people that really need the help.
One other thing we did talk about, that the food that you collect in your different locations go to local communities. So.
That's right. If it's collected in Portland, it goes to Portland. If it's collected in Winchester, it goes to Winchester. If it's collected in Dunkirk, it goes to the Dunkirk Food Banks.
Wonderful. So anybody, you want to help your neighbors, you want to stop in on Crossroads and drop off food donations.
Food or cash donations.
Mm-hmm. Gina, any final words?
No, John, I think we've covered it. It's been awesome this morning.
Have you had enough breakfast here? Because you need to get really, really strong.
I need to get powered up.
Powered up to be out there at the
Crossroads. Fuel up here. And, John, we'll see you at the Crossroads.
Yes, you will. You will. Thank you very much for being here. Jeff, when we come back, we're going to talk with Vicki Tigg and Annette Alexander about your favorite event and mine, Taste of Jay County. Hey, you know what? While we're doing it, let's talk about a couple other things. This weekend we have the Main Street USA Craft Show in Dunkirk from 9 to 3 on Saturday at the West J Middle School. Of course, Saturday and Sunday both, we have the Jay County Heritage Festival at 903 East Main Street. There's harness racing at the Jay County Fairgrounds at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Fire safety day at the fire station from 10 to 2 on Saturday. There is so much happening around here. I don't know how I'm going to make it all. How about you?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still talking to Gina or the other ones.
No, no. They're getting ready to go out the crossroads right now.
Oh, I thought they were going to have breakfast or something.
No.
Oh, okay.
There's just a bunch happening this weekend.
Well, you know, if you can't find anything to do, then you're lost.
Yeah, and I did forget to mention our first guest. You know, we have the Hudson Family Park Half Marathon and Sweat-a-thon at the Jay Community Center on Saturday.
Man.
So, you know, I'm so tired about thinking about going to all these places, I think I'll just have to stay home this weekend and think about it.
Mow yard or rake leaves.
Oh, yeah, I've got to do that, too. I've got to do that, too. Well, let's go back to you. When we come back, we'll talk to Vicki and Annette about Taste of Jay County.
All right.